The woman who killed Rena Virk has been arrested in the Lower Mainland for breaching parole conditions. The Times columnist has confirmed that Carrie Marie Sim, formerly known as Kelly Ellard, was arrested, without incident, at midday on Tuesday in South Surrey. It's unclear what conditions Sim had breached. Sim, whose day parole was extended in October for another 6 months, was subject to several conditions, including that she stay away from alcohol, drugs and those involved in criminal activity. She is also barred from having any direct or indirect contact with Virk's family and must report any sexual and non-sexual relationships to her supervisor. A Canada-wide warrant had been issued for Sim, who has been on day parole regularly since 2017 and has been living in a hallway house as she raises two children she had while in custody. Our thoughts are with the family and friends of Rena Virk at this time, as we know the impact that this offender's crime still has on them and the community, a spokesperson for Correctional Service Canada said in a statement. Correctional Service Canada said it takes immediate action if there is a change in an offender's behavior or compliance with their conditions, which can include returning them to custody or reviewing their supervision strategy. We take this very seriously, the spokesperson said. Sim is serving a life sentence for the second-degree murder of Virk, who was 14 when she was killed in 1997. Then 15 and called Kelly Ellard, she and a group of friends who had invited Virk to the area swarmed and beat her. Virk was then dragged into the gorge waterway and held under the water by Ellard until she drowned. Correctional Service Canada said offenders are subject to supervision requirements based on their risk and needs. Supervision includes meeting with the offenders in a variety of locations, assessing their home, work environments, as well as liaising with other community partners and contacts, a spokesperson said. Supervision serves a variety of functions such as guiding and directing the offender, enforcing legal obligations, ensuring compliance with any imposed condition, and working to change offender attitudes and behaviors to reduce recidivism, as well as facilitate successful reintegration. With respect to Sim's arrest, the spokesperson said only that appropriate processes are being followed regarding the next steps, adding no specifics would be provided due to privacy restrictions. Sim's most recent psychological risk assessment, in 2016, said she presented a moderate to high moderate risk for future violence over the long term. The board noted in its October 9, 2024, report that Sim had struggled with substance use and alleged domestic violence between her and her children's father in 2021, but said she had displayed good behavior over her last few terms of day parole. Case management reports, however, say that you continue to struggle to reach these goals given your anxiety about the situation and your frustration, said the documents. The case management team has encouraged you to stay focused on the future and work toward your long-term goals. The board noted there are victim impact statements on file expressing the continuing stress and anxiety felt by a family member and their hope that Sim will accept responsibility for her actions.